Hello, this is Dr. McCleary, coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. Hope your day has gone well. I hope you've had a full day today, and it's just good to be back. I'm calling in and speaking to you today just to encourage you to be of good courage. To be of good courage. For Jesus said that he has already overcome the world, and for you to be of good courage. I want to encourage you today to get your happy back. You need to get your happy back. Your happy is where that sweet spot in your spirit, that no matter what comes or what goes, there is a sweet place in your spirit where you're just happy. And many of you who are listening to me right now need to get your happy back. And you may say to me, well, you know, Dr. McCleary, that's what I want. I want to be happy. Well, you are wanting something a million others want, and that is to be happy. And it's not complicated to get your happy back. Your happy back, it is your own personal destination of your one self. That's what your happiness is all about, is the power of one. So let us take the time out, these next 15 minutes or 13, what I've got left, and let's just talk about how can I regain my happiness. All right. I want you to get in a relaxed place where there is no distraction, no noise going on, wherever that place may be. Find yourself positioning yourself in that place. Get some quiet time. When you get there, sit. Bring your pad. Bring your pencil with you. And you may even want to bring your Bible if you want to. So if you think of a scripture you want to make sure that you have, you could bring that in. And then just quiet yourself. And then ask yourself a few questions. Number one, ask yourself, am I happy? Am I happy? If that's yes, then you don't need the broadcast. And then you may want to just listen to it confirm. No, then you want to listen to it somewhat. You still want to listen to it. I'm not sure. You still want to listen to it. So we can have that assurance that I'm not going to lose my happiness because of obstacles coming in my way. So now let's find our happiness. We need to find our happiness and maintain it. So that's the question number one. Am I happy? Number two, what is the thing that is distracting me the most? Now, we talked about truth. We talked about truth. We talked about what love is. Now, love is truth. Ask yourself. And it's not about feelings. It is about how you're feeling. What is going wrong? What is happening? Now, number three is the things that you want to list are the things that you yourself got the power to eliminate. There are some things in our lives we don't have power to eliminate, but we can definitely ask the Lord and ask God to give us strength to endure some things, because some things we won't be able to eliminate, even though they may be stressing you a little bit or causing some discomfort for you. But you know that these things aren't permanent. You know, after a while, like the old people say, after a while and by, you know, it will be over. So some things that will come in our lives may be the plan of God to just get us to process through some trials in our lives to make us better, to strengthen our faith, you know, strengthen our muscles. So the things that you want to eliminate are things that you know by choice. I need to don't do this. No, I'm not going to do this. No, and I'm not going to think like this. I think thinking is very important. I'm going to cast down all of the imaginations that is exalting yourself against God's knowledge and mine as well. Now, you're going to eliminate some things. Now, what are some things I need to add to my life so that I could be happy? And I don't want you to put down money. I don't want you to put down money. Because money is, there's a scripture that says money is the answer to all man's problem, and it is the truth. But maybe it's just not the money. Maybe you need God to change the situation. So that can be just as important as having money. Excuse me. So let us consider that money may not be the number one thing that you need. Because you have to consider this. So some people say, well, if I get some money, I'll be happy. Well, that very well might be true. But if you don't get the money, what can you do to bring peace to your mind right now? Just bring peace. Just think about that. What can I do right now? Look in yourself and the things that you can make happen right now. The decisions that you can make right now. The changes that you want in your life right now. The power of one. The power of one. Now, the next thing, you write down these things that you're going to eliminate from your life. I need to eliminate these things. That's number four. Elimination. Write everything down that you think that you need to eliminate. Because these things are not important in your life. Because you have to get your happiness back. Because you've been bombarded with so many difficult things that is really unnecessary. Now, before I go on to number five, it is very important to eliminate things that you don't